The latest nursing news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-newsletter, Nursing Notes, which offers the latest industry news, trends, and updates in nursing. You can subscribe to the e-newsletter at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes issue is accompanied by a couple of episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which expand on the content and provide you greater insights into the topics presented in the e-newsletter. Check out www.nursingnoteslive.com or visit iTunes to subscribe to all episodes of this podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. Because February is National Cancer Prevention Awareness Month, this month's issue of Nursing Notes looks at the rewards and challenges presented by a career in oncology nursing. This month, I chatted with oncology nurse Jackie Grant, who is the Program Director of Outpatient Oncology Services at Long Beach Memorial Medical Center in California. Jackie is featured in this month's Nursing Notes newsletter as our Get to Know Nurse. Jackie, we're really excited to have you on the show this month. We're talking about oncology nursing, and you're our featured Get to Know Nurse. So we wanted to really get a chance to chat with you and find out a little bit about how you got started in nursing. Did you always want to be a nurse as you were growing up, or is this something you moved into as you got into college and made that decision?
Well, first off, thank you also for inviting me to be your guest speaker. As a child, I enjoyed playing doctor and nurse. I had three sisters, and I was the second oldest, and my oldest sister was always the doctor, and I was always the nurse. And my two younger sisters, they always were our patients. And I really enjoyed doing the nursing aspect. I enjoyed doing bandages and checking temperatures, and of course, all with our play doctor sets as a kid. And that, even as a child, that point on, I just said, you know, this is something I really enjoy doing. This is something I want to go into. And so when I graduated from high school, I knew I wanted to be a nurse, and set it as a goal, and worked on accomplishing that.
What was your pathway to becoming an RN? Were you in a diploma program? Did you go right into a BSN program? How did that progress for you?
Well, that's a good question. Actually, I was in an ADN program to begin with, and that was initially I started in a BSN program, but then I got married, and I relocated, and in relocating was then an out-of-state resident and had to wait for a while to establish residency, to get into a college. So when I came to California, I realized they had ADN programs, which back when I went to nursing school were kind of new at the time. And so I decided, hey, this might work for me. So I started junior college within 6 months of getting married out here in California, and then went through the ADN program. My goal was always to get my BSN. That didn't happen, however, until about 22 years into my nursing career. But at that time, it worked, and I went back and I got my BSN. Now, after I finished my BSN, that was really my goal, only to do that. I was actually working with a very wonderful medical oncologist at that time who encouraged me to go on and pursue a nurse practitioner certification and degree. So immediately after finishing my BSN, I went right into an MP program, and then completed that within a few years after that. So that's kind of my career progression and attainment.
That's fascinating. It's always important, I think, for us to point out that no matter where you are in your nursing career in education, there's always an opportunity, no matter where you are, to move on and further your education. And you're not the only nurse I speak to that says, well, I didn't get my BSN until I'd been in for 20 or 25 years. So I'm glad to hear you say that, because I think it encourages a lot of nurses out there to continue to focus on, when they have the opportunity to move forward.
Yeah, that's very true. And you know, it's probably one of the things in working with other nurses over the years. I've worked with medical assistants and LVNs and even RNs, who I've encouraged to just know my story and know how I did it, and know that, just like what you said, at any point you can get back in it and go on. And even today, with the programs that now will take people who have BAs or BSs in other subjects and put them into nursing as well, is wonderful.
Now, how did you choose oncology nursing as the specialty that you found yourself in now? Was that something you moved into immediately, or is it something you found after you'd been nursing in a hospital or another setting for a while?
Actually, it was something I went right into. My very last rotation in nursing school was on an inpatient hematology oncology unit. And then when I got my licensing, I was actually hired to work on that unit. And I don't know, it just felt really right. It was a very rewarding and a very challenging area to work in. And as a new nurse, I can say that working in oncology, and even today, I'm sure, in an inpatient setting, is a very, very challenging, from the perspective of there's a lot to learn beyond what you learned in nursing school relative to this specific specialty. But I found that challenging, and I found that opportunity to grow in every aspect of physical and psychosocial care of these patients, which is what I really loved.
And oncology nursing, the whole field of cancer care has really changed so much over the last 20 to 30 years. Things that, the ways we've been able to treat patients and the survivability of many cancers has changed greatly. What has been one of the things that's impacted your patients the most over the course of your career?
Probably the significant change in the way we treat patients. Today, chemotherapy and radiation therapy and surgery are not used singly or independently. It's really a combination of those therapies. So it's multimodality therapy that patients get today. And that's very challenging for clinicians to implement, as well as for patients to traverse through to get the quality care that they need and to complete their therapy and treatment in a timely fashion. That, to me, is very challenging. That, I find, you know, with that change has been significant change in the way we as nurses need to look at these patients, and we need to make sure that every opportunity for them to get evaluations by the surgeon, the medical oncologist, the radiation therapy, that all those things take place so that when they make a decision regarding their treatment, they're making a completely informed decision. And I think that's a nursing responsibility.
Certainly, bringing that coordinated care approach together is something that nurses are really in a unique position to do in their care for patients.
Yes, very much so. And, you know, I know that many nurses out there will probably say, you know, that they're already doing that. And I think that that's very true. There is a whole new group of nursing out there that's developing, and that's the nurse navigator role. And part of my position at Long Beach Memorial Medical Center in the cancer program is developing a navigator program for our program.
Tell me a little bit about the Nurse Navigator Program, because it is so new. There's many nurses out there that don't understand, in terms of a patient like a cancer patient, what a Nurse Navigator does for them.
Yeah, the Nurse Navigator, actually, the position varies from place to place. And the development of the position has varied. Initially, Nurse Navigation started out with lay people and social workers, and then now has traversed to involving, I think more greatly, nursing. And the level of nursing varies. You can see RNs, advanced practice nurses, both helping to navigate patients. So it's still a developing position, but navigation in of itself, the way that I see it and understand it, is it's really helping the patient from the time they're diagnosed to the whole course of whatever treatment their treatment may involve, be it surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, and then continuing to follow the patient after they finish their treatment through survivorship. And today, survivorship is a big component of cancer care. You know, as you stated early on, you know, our patients are doing better and living longer with our newer treatments. And I think survivorship is going to be another big role that is developing in the years ahead that's going to be very important for oncology patients.
Whenever we talk about cancer, we have to think about those patients that are not going to survive. Sometimes they don't, and that's a function of what we do. What do you have to say to someone that is concerned about having a group of patients where you know a percentage of them are going to pass away as a result of their illness? And what is your advice to new oncology nurses about dealing with those kind of things?
Wow, good question. Yes, a good percentage of the patient years ago, when I first started oncology nursing, did not survive. And yes, I have to say, initially it was very, very difficult. But you know, there's so much that nursing and nurses can learn from a patient who is traversing the last part of their life, and being involved and being a part of that is a big learning process, and that I don't think you ever accept, you know, that this is just a result of a cancer treatment or treatment, but that it really gives you growth to understand, and with each situation you develop new skills that can help you with the next patient. And I think today, with the focus too in oncology on palliative care, that a lot of what in the past really wasn't addressed with patients and families today is a very active part of the whole cancer treatment process. I mean, there's so many more parts to oncology nursing today than when I first started, with having, you know, palliative care, hospice, survivorship. Those things didn't exist, you know, 30 some years ago when I started, but they're all key things that have grown out of nursing, I really feel, and nurses' assessment of the care of oncology patients, and are now really help the oncology nurse be able to better manage and take care of their patients.
And you mentioned families. I know a few months ago we talked to a pediatric nurses, and that was something we discussed, was that there's really more than just the patient to educate and treat. Certainly that seems to be the case with cancer patients, as they're facing the mortality and they have caregivers that are needed in the home. And certainly it's important to find out what resources that patient has, whether it's family or friends or community resources.
Yeah, that's very true. And with life the way it is today, just like what you said, and people not having extended family in the immediate area, as soon as a patient becomes your patient and really getting to know the patient and their support system and you know, what they have available, and immediately tapping into, you know, what will be their resources over the course of their treatment is very, very important. Working with social workers and your psychosocial team, and really having a strong psychosocial team is absolutely important today. I can say at Long Beach Memorial, I'm very privileged to be working with a very wonderful psychosocial team that includes a psychiatrist, social workers, a life coach. We have, you know, dietary help. We have rehab help. All those things which are so important in caring for oncology patients.
I know oncology nursing has a very active society associated with it. Can you tell us a little bit about how being a part of that and being involved with that association, the Oncology Nursing Society, has helped support your career through the years and enriched your ability to care for your patients?
Yeah, the Oncology Nursing Society has been a major part of my career. A lot of the time in my career has been spent in private practices and in practices where I was maybe the only nurse. And having connections and having resources and having the ability to get knowledge about new therapies, new approaches to managing patients and stuff was something that I didn't have a team to share with. So I, very early on in my career, and probably 4 years after being in oncology nursing, joined the Oncology Nursing Society. And it was one of the most valuable things I did in my career. It helped me to develop a network of colleagues and friends that over the course of the year I've been able to call upon when I've been in situations and in practices where I maybe was the sole nurse to discuss how would you do this or what should we be thinking about. And I can't speak more highly of one organization than the Oncology Nursing Society.
I think that nurse specialty associations like the Oncology Nursing Society are one of the most underutilized resources in nursing. And I always try to bring that into play because I think it's important for those nurses out there to understand that they're not alone, especially in your situation where you're one of maybe one or two nurses in a private practice. But you have other nurses that are doing the same things all over the country and all around the world that may have solved, have come up with a solution to something you need.
That's exactly right. And that's what I always found. And, you know, it's funny, once you develop those relationships with those nurses and network with them, be it locally or nationally, like you said, it's just an awesome feeling to know that they're there. And the Oncology Nursing Society has so many ways for you to identify and connect with people in your area, which is just great.
For that nurse or nursing student who's sitting there listening to this, what would be some key pieces of advice you would give them as they're maybe considering becoming an oncology nurse?
Well, I would definitely encourage them to look at the Oncology Nursing website. Go on that website and look at what resources are available. They may feel that they don't have the skills and the knowledge to become involved in oncology nursing. But again, in doing that, they will see that there's a lot of resources that they'll have at their fingertips that they can use to enter that field. I would encourage them to try to find someone who's been in oncology nursing for a while to connect and have as a mentor. That's something that's very common to see today. That's not something that existed when I first started. And it's something that I would encourage a new oncology nurse to do. In the course of my career, I've had nursing students that I have mentored or proctored during the time that they were going to school. And it was really exciting and awesome to get to share my knowledge of oncology nursing with them, and then to even see some of them go on to become oncology nurses as well. So I encourage them to connect, to find somebody that is doing it, and then to really spend some time in the ONS website and even attend local chapter meetings if they can identify where those are at. And you can usually do that on the website for ONS. And get involved. You know, if it's something that you want to do, that you even have the slightest interest in, there's a lot of knowledge that you can draw from.
Jackie, I want to thank you very much for taking some time to share your career as an oncology nurse with the listeners here at Nursing Notes Live.
Thank you very much. I want to thank you for your time, too. And this has been an enjoyable experience.
Don't forget to check out the entire January 2011 issue of Nursing Notes, featuring a look at the rewards and challenges oncology nurses face when caring for patients, information on nurses' impact on medication compliance, and a link to a Day in the Life video following oncology nurse Tanisha through her day caring for patients living with cancer. You can read the entire issue online at www.discovernursing.com. And don't forget to catch our other Nursing Notes Live episode this month, where we brought together a group of nurses working in the oncology field to talk about the unique challenges and common misconceptions about nursing care for cancer patients. You'll find this and our other podcast episodes at www.nursingnoteslive.com and in the podcast area in iTunes. Nursing Notes Live is produced each month for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing Future by MedicCast Productions. All rights reserved.